15. And now the Mardler, a roundup of stray news and previews from around the county.
Linnet's Away Kit, inspired by Shakespeare's historic stage. King's Lynn Town Football Club will carry a piece of the town's rich heritage with them on their travels this season after unveiling a new away kit inspired by the historic St George's Guildhall. The striking shirt takes its design from an ancient timber floor of the Guildhall, believed to be the UK's oldest working theatre and the place where William Shakespeare is thought to have performed more than 430 years ago. A subtle shadow stripe pattern mirrors the historic floorboards, revealed during restoration work, creating a unique link between the town's sporting and cultural history. The kit made a winning debut as the Linnets secured a 4-0 victory over Needham Market in a pre-season friendly. Tim Fitzhyam, creative director of St George's Guildhall, described the collaboration as a fitting celebration of King's Lynn. He said the design would take a piece of the town's extraordinary heritage to football grounds across the country. The project also shines a spotlight on the Guildhall's ongoing transformation, which aims to secure the future of one of Britain's most significant historic theatres while celebrating its unique Shakespearean connections.
Fellbrigg exhibition highlights conservation crisis. A thought-provoking exhibition highlighting the plight of Britain's most threatened bird species has opened at Fellbrigg Hall. The Red List, by Norfolk environmental artist Jane Ivamy, features 73 handcrafted porcelain clay birds representing every British bird species currently considered to be of the highest conservation concern. The number has risen dramatically since Jane began the project, with almost 30% of the UK's regularly occurring bird species now regarded as at risk. Inspired by Fellbrigg Hall's nationally significant collection of taxidermy birds, the exhibition explores habitat loss, climate change, human impact, and changing migration patterns. The life-size clay sculptures were created using research from collections at Fellbrigg, Norwich Castle Museum and the National History Museum at Tring. Jane, who previously worked in bird conservation in New Zealand, said she wanted to help people understand the scale of species decline and encourage simple actions to support wildlife. The exhibition runs until November.
Garden Party raises funds for cancer charity. Almost 300 guests enjoyed a glorious summer's day at the LILAC, that's the Ladies in League Against Cancer, Garden Party, held by kind invitation at Alton Hall near Aylsham. Guests spent the afternoon exploring the hall's beautiful gardens while enjoying tea, coffee and homemade cakes. A variety of stalls also offered plenty of opportunities for visitors to browse and shop, helping to create a lively and welcoming atmosphere. LILAC has supported local cancer care charity Big C for decades and last year celebrated its 20th anniversary. Through events such as garden parties, fashion shows and coffee mornings, the charity has raised significant sums for cancer care and support across the country. Organisers thanked everyone who attended, along with their volunteers and the team at Alton Hall, for helping to make the day such a special success.